Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is Friday. It is March 8th, and it is the 28th of Adar on the Hebrew calendar. Our parasha this week is Vayechel, which means he assembled. And our reading in the Torah is going to be Exodus chapter 37, verses 17 through 29. However, before we begin our reading from the Torah, let us thank and bless God for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives us the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Beginning in the Torah, Exodus chapter 37, verses 17 through the end of the chapter in verse 29. Then he made the menorah of pure gold, of hammered work, even its base, its stem, its cups. Its bulbs and its flowers were one piece with it. There were six branches going out of the sides, three branches out of one side, and three branches out of the other. Three cups made like almond blossoms were in one branch, and a bulb within a flower, and three cups made like almond blossoms in the next branch, another bulb within a flower. It was just so for the six branches going out of the menorah. Also within the menorah were four cups made like almond blossoms, bulbs, and flowers, with a bulb under two branches of one piece, a second bulb under two branches of another piece, and a bulb under two branches of a third piece, for six branches extending out of it. Their bulbs and their branches were one piece with it, and an entire hammered work of pure gold. He also made the seven lamps, along with tongs and censers of pure gold. He made them from a talent of pure gold, along with all the pieces. He made the altar of incense from acacia wood, a cubit long, a cubit wide, squared, and two cubits high. The horns were one piece with it. Then he overlaid it with pure gold on top, on the sides, all around, and over its horns. Also, he made a crown of gold for it all around. He made two golden rings for it underneath the crown, on two sides, as holders for poles, in order to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. Then he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices, the blend of the perfumer. And that concludes our readings in the Torah for today. Next, we are going to read from the prophets. And today we are reading 2 Kings chapter 20. In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. So Isaiah the prophet, son of Amoz, came to him and said, "Thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you are dying and will not live." Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Please, Lord, remember how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out of the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Return and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, Thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears. Behold, I am going to heal you. On the third day you will go up to the house of the Lord. Then I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then Isaiah said, Take a cake of figs. So they took one and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Then Isaiah said, This will be the sign to you from the Lord. The Lord will do his word. As he has spoken, should the shadow go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps? Hezekiah answered, It's easy for a shadow to go forward 10 steps. No, let the shadow turn back 10 steps. Then Isaiah the prophet cried to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 steps backward, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, son of King Baladan of Babylon, sent a letter and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. Now Hezekiah listened to them and showed them his entire treasure house, the silver and the gold, the spices and the precious oil, and his armory, and everything that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and asked him, What did these men say, and from where did they come to you? Hezekiah replied, They have come to me from a far country, from Babylon. Then he asked, What have they seen in your house? Hezekiah said, They have seen everything in my house. There is nothing of my treasures that I did not show them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, days are coming when everything in your house, which your fathers have stored up to this day, will be carried to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Moreover, some of your descendants who will issue from you, whom you will father, will be taken away and will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which you have spoken. For he thought, It is not so, if there will be shalom and security in my days. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, including how he made the pool and the tunnel that brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and his son Manasseh became king in his place. This concludes our readings in the prophets today. Our next reading comes from the writings, and today we're going to read Psalm 135. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, standing in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is delightful. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his treasured possession. For I have known that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings wind out of his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders among you, O Egypt, on Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and slew many kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Lord, your name endures forever. Your renown, Lord, from generation to generation. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. But they have mouths and cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, so will all who keep trusting in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And that concludes our readings and the writings. Our last reading today, as always, is going to come from the apostles. Today we're going to read Acts chapter 3 together. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the time of prayer. A man lame from birth was being carried. Every day they used to put him at the temple gate, called Beautiful, so he could beg for tzedakah from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive tzedakah. But Peter, along with John, looked straight at him and said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then grabbing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately the man's feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began walking, and he went with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now all the people saw him walking and praising God. They began to realize he was the one who used to sit begging for tzedakah at the beautiful gate at the temple. And they were filled with wonder and astonishment over what had happened to him. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people together came running toward them in the place called Solomon's Portico. But when Peter saw, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Yeshua, the one you handed over and disowned before Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. You killed the author of life, the one God raised from the dead. We are witnesses of it. Now, through faith in the name of Yeshua, his name has strengthened this man whom you see and know. Indeed, the faith through Yeshua has given this man perfect health in front of all of you. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance just as your leaders did. But what God foretold through the mouth of all his prophets that his Messiah was to suffer, so he has fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and return, so your sins might be blotted out, so times of relief might come from the presence of the Lord, and he might send Yeshua the Messiah appointed for you. Heaven must receive him until the time of the restoration of all the things that God spoke about long ago through the mouth of his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. Hear and obey him in all that he shall say to you. And it shall be that every soul that will not listen to the prophet shall be completely cut off from the people. Indeed, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel on have announced these days, 'You are the sons of the prophets and also of the covenant that God cut with your fathers, saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God raised up his servant and sent him first to you to bless you all by turning each of you from your wicked ways." Friends, that finishes our readings on this Friday, preparation day for the Sabbath. However, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice in this reading cycle, you'll also read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 20 through 40 today. I hope that hearing God's word has blessed you richly today. May your preparation day for the Sabbath be kissed by our Father in heaven. This is Sarah Ruth. Shalom until next time from Daily Bread for Busy Moms.